to Sri Lanka, where more than 200 people have been killed in a wave of bombings at hotels and churches across the country. It's the worst violence the country's seen since the end of the civil war a decade ago, and so far it's still not clear who was responsible. But we are hearing news of an intelligence report released 10 days earlier that warned of possible attacks. Our South Asia correspondent, Siobhan Hinyu, is in the Sri Lankan capital, Colombo. I spoke to her a short time ago.
Well, Tom, the only way to describe it is as being a horrific massacre that happened in what is the holiest week of the Christian calendar, and it focused on the Christian community with those churches being blown up, and then also on what you could call foreign or Western targets with luxury hotels being attacked as well. So over the course of 20 minutes and these seven attacks plus an eight that happened a little bit later, there were more than 200 people killed. The injury toll is almost tipping 500 now. There's varying reports on how many foreigners were killed. About 30 is the latest number. We're yet to ascertain whether any Australians are among that number. But basically, we have what appears to be an extremely sophisticated, well-planned and unfortunately well-executed series of suicide bomb attacks that has really targeted what is a minority community here in Sri Lanka. The Christian community only make up less than 10% in this majority Buddhist country, and it's left the entire country reeling.
Do we have any information about who was behind the bombings at the moment and their motivation?
We're still waiting to learn exactly what inspired these attacks, but what I can tell you is that 13 people have been arrested overnight, and there were some quite dramatic scenes of people being taken out of houses under police arrest and crowds, you know, scrambling to get to these men. We don't know, of course, exactly what their roles were in the entire operation. But what we are hearing is that there's a group called the National Tawhid Jamaat. We haven't heard much about this group, but it's an Islamist group based here in Sri Lanka. And the government actually leaked on social media a police intelligence report that came out 10 days ago warning of a very specific attack on Catholic churches that was imminent. Now, social media chatter among members of this group, and this is all contained in that leaked memo, had been ramping up after the Christchurch attack. And one of the men that they'd pegged as being a senior member of the group and that they were watching very closely in the flesh and on social media was really coming out with quite vitriolic language about the need for revenge after the Christchurch mosque massacre. So none of this has really been formulated into an exact explanation of who these men are, whether or not they're from this group or another Islamist group, and what their precise motivation was. But obviously you can tell by the type of explosives used, the timing and the synchronicity of these attacks, that it was a lot of work in the planning. And what we're looking at now is what's been one of the worst terror attacks to happen in the last decade.
And you arrived in the capital late last night. Can you give me a sense of the atmosphere there at this point, given there's a curfew in place?
Yeah, it's utterly spooky. There's not a soul on the streets. I arrived at the airport at Negombo, which is about an hour's drive from Colombo itself, and within minutes of stepping out of the front gate of the airport, I heard a controlled explosion. Police had blown up a suspect package that was on the airport road, and they'd closed off the road. Not a single car was getting anywhere near any passengers arriving. And as we drove an hour's worth into Colombo, there was no one to be seen except for a very heavy police presence. We were stopped along the road several times and had our permits checked, and all the hotels have heightened security around downtown Colombo at the moment. So the city is bristling with guns and policemen, but there's not a single local person to be seen, and it's very quiet.
And do we know if any Australians were injured or evacuated at this point?
DFAT has issued a statement saying that they're in close contact with their counterparts here in Sri Lanka to try to ascertain whether any Australians were caught up in these bombings. Nothing has been confirmed either way at this stage, so we're yet to find out if any Australians were killed or injured. We do know that several Americans have been killed. The Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, confirmed that earlier, and he also offered his help to Sri Lanka directly to bring the perpetrators to justice.
Siobhan Heaney reporting there. She's in the Sri Lankan capital, Colombo.